The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Last year, we kicked off our series about people working in your town who make it a brighter place. We featured a barber called Philip Connolly in Glastool. Rachel got in touch with us about her Pilates teacher in Ballybock in Dublin. So we sent our reporter, Liam Geraghty, along to meet her.
Tummy's tight. Lift your head. Lift your chest. In through the nose. Hi, little mouse. And out through the mouth. Happy New Year.
You too,
deep breath in.
It's 8 p.m. on the top floor of the Ballybock Community Centre in Dublin. Orla Gannon is teaching her twice weekly Pilates class.
In through the nose. Lift your head. Lift your chest. Shoulders back. Exhale. Tummy's tight. Inhale. And exhale. 2, 3, 4. Everybody knows me from the Drumcondra area. I'm always out jogging. I'm always out walking.
Orla is a self-described fitness freak. She always has been, but she hasn't always worked in the fitness industry. When she was growing up, she wanted to be a hairdresser.
My mom goes, no, you're not going to be a hairdresser. So then I just got married very early, had children, you know, my son very early. And then I kind of focused in sort of on bringing him up and just working part-time in jobs. Take your left leg into tabletop, shoulders off the mat, eyes to your prize. Girls, guys, we're going to be on the radio on Saturday morning if anyone wants to listen in. 10 a.m. So, woo! What? The girls want to know, do you want to take part?
Yeah!
Yeah! Maybe next week, yeah. I think I must have been about 38, 39, and I just woke up one day and I went, you know what, I'm just going to go for this course. You know, it's in me to do it. It was in me a long, long time. I have the time to do it now. My son was in school. So yeah, that's when I decided to take it up.
But she wasn't sure which area of fitness she wanted to go into.
I tried out step aerobics and aerobics instructor, personal trainer. And then I just kind of thought to myself, as I was getting on a little bit in life, I can't always jump up and down off a box. So I kind of picked a more sort of easier thing to do, more gentle for me and, you know, easier to teach. So that's how I kind of stuck with Pilates. Roll yourselves from side to side. Have a little stretch. All right. There, you're getting the little pink cheeks already. Good woman.
After finishing her course, Orla was ready to teach her first ever class, which didn't exactly go according to plan.
I did it for this trainer, Aidan Carroll is his name. He was one of my instructors, one of my lecturers in DCU. And it ended up that he sent me to do this. What I thought was an aerobics class, you know, my first aerobics class. I'm all excited, going down and all the new gym gear and the shoes and the hair and the makeup all done. Next thing, all the girls all turn up in the East Wall area. If anyone's listening in, they might actually remember this. But they all turned up in dresses and shoes, high shoes, being told that they were actually going to do a salsa class. Some salsa class that was. I started off handing out leaflets on the street. And I remember this girl, one particular girl came over to me one day and she goes, I don't want your leaflet. You gave me one of these last week. And it was so condescending, you know. And people, oh, I wouldn't be into Pilates classes. And, you know, then people would say when I was only starting off, there was this one particular person, I'll never forget her. Why is there nobody turning up in your classes? Now, this was all within the first year. So it took a good year for my classes to take off. After that, year after year, it just fluctuated and it went from strength to strength. Yeah. So I could have jacked it in when I got all the negative comments. I didn't. I stuck with it. I persevered. I have a pure love for it. Yeah, I do have a passion for it. You know, I love it. 7, last 8. Come on. 7, 6, 5. Christmas pudding, Quality Street, tins of roses, stretch it out.